College Breakfast with Julian Clover
across our university city and South Cambridgeshire.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
We're being invited to co-create a series of play laws which will be publicly displayed as plaques around the city to prompt moments of reflection, fun and joy through play. And I'll talk about that now with artist Pippa Hale, who's one of those behind the project. And she's joined by Emma Behrman, who is director of Playful Anywhere. Good morning to you both.
Good morning, Julian, and listeners.
Emma, can I start with you? Because I think that being director of Playful Anywhere should be added to my list of best titles that anybody can have. So what does a director of Playful Anywhere do?
Oh, do you know, I could give you the very straightforward answer to that. I run a small social enterprise which is based out of Leeds with an absolute mission to catalyse the conditions of creativity, fun and play in civic spaces. That sounds very grown up, doesn't it?
It does.
What's your real job title, Emma? Because it's not really that, is it?
My self-appointed label that I've only given myself, really, is the Chief of Play Galaxy Division.
I like that. I tend to go for Vice President of Miscellaneous as my chosen title.
It makes me think of your kitchen drawers, Julian.
Oh, well, we've got everything, and everything you could possibly need is in the kitchen drawers, from those little wax wrapping things through to, well, stuff you could even do cooking with. Anyway, tell us a little bit more, first of all, and I know it's more than just the little plaques, but tell us, first of all, about those, because they're kind of eye-catching, and it kind of makes a change from instructions not to do things.
Are you asking me or Pippa?
Well, whoever wants to go first, really. Pippa, do you want to go on this one?
Pippa?
I'll go. So, yes, so obviously in public spaces, you often get these metal plaques, don't you, that are sort of attached to various bits of architecture that are called bylaws, and they're often quite prohibitive about what you can't do in public spaces. So we kind of wanted to flip that on its head and have a series of metal plaques, probably a bit similar to the heritage plaques that you see celebrating local people, famous people, or people who've made a contribution to their city. And sort of masquerading as these heritage plaques will be these play law plaques. So flipping this sort of prohibitive behaviour in public spaces to something that is not prohibitive. It's fun. It's fanciful. It's a bit silly. And it's trying to get people to think about and engage with public spaces in a different way, and perhaps to reconnect with their playful selves, because we've often forgotten how to play as we get older. You know, we get very distracted with life and busyness, and asking people to sort of see their public spaces in a different way.
So the senses of bringing back sort of mischievousness, if you like, amongst
that's
the public at
word,
last.
That's your word, Julian, not ours.
Introduce into position.
We don't encourage too much mischievous, are we, Pippa?
No.
Not too much.
There's a when I go down to London, I come back at King's Cross, you often hear an announcement which comes over the tannoy, which says something along the lines of, you know, it is against whatever rail bylaw it is to roller skate and skateboard around the station. And you look at how many people are there and you think, well, if somebody was roller skating and skateboarding around the station, they'd be really good to get by all these people. But I guess it's kind of what you want to do is to bring back this sort of sense of fun and play. And I know that some of this is involved with working with primary schools. So they must have come up with the best ideas, surely.
I mean, children, if it was left to the children to design the play laws, I think we would probably have far more fun lives, actually. The children are amazing and their ideas quite unconstrained, really, by the sense of physicality sometimes, or time and space. So it's great with working with young people, because they haven't sort of limited their imaginations quite as much as we possibly have as we grow up.
So what is it? What is it,
in
Emma?
In some ways,
then,
we want to evoke that again, really, which is what happens to us as we get older.
Yeah.
We become so much more sensible, I suppose, and we forget to imagine. And our public spaces are a place where, you know, we're out and about all the time. Why not actually provoke people to be imaginative and to remember what it was like when they were younger, before things became all about work, mostly work and retirement?
Did you find there's a difference, Pippa, between what children can come up with when they're asked to, you know, produce or write something on for one of these plaques compared to what an adult would be putting on there. I wondered if you had a sort of couple of sort of differing examples you could give us.
Of course, they're completely different. Excuse me. They're completely different. You know, when we went to do the workshops in two local primary schools in Cambridge, you know, as soon as you ask kids, if you could boss adults around for the day, what would you get them to do? I mean, they can't even get to the task quick enough. They're so excited. Whereas if you ask an adult, they're often paralyzed with utter fear about what are you expecting me to say? What do I want to say? What can I say? What can't I say? So one of the ways we're sort of mitigating that with older people is to ask them to remember how they played. So one of the things you can do through our website, which is cambridgeplaylaws.fun, is you can pin your memories of how you used to play out when you were kids. And, you know, I'm aware that, you know, as a middle-aged woman, my experiences of playing out and growing up in the countryside were very different to my own children's experiences of growing up in an urban centre. So it's just trying to remind people a little bit about how they used to play out with their friends and family when they were kids, and to get them warmed up to this idea of what play could be in the future in our public spaces.
Do you think the public spaces have changed at all over the past, I don't know, I'm thinking in the years since I've grown up, there seems to be an awareness more of public spaces than there once was. And I'm wondering if that's simply because there's not so many of them.
That's interesting, isn't it? That it's not just somewhere that you happen to be, you know, like our roadsides or our spaces where we didn't probably feel quite as hidebound by rules or a diminishing of those public spaces. And so, yes, that they are, you know, there is research. And recently, last week, there was the International Play Association conference in Glasgow where more research has been presented about the curtailment of young people's freedoms to roam and have fresh air fun. So, you know, this is quite, there is serious underpinning research underneath all of this, which is mostly, you know, our society now is more risk averse, and for good reason in some cases. There's more cars on the road going at a higher speed. Our roads, which we might have grown up on when before cars kind of really came along and became dominant, you need to play out on your neighbourhood, on your street level. So there have some very sort of hard evidence around how that's changed. In towns and city centres, as more properties are built, I suppose there's more encroachment on public space, so more private management of public space as well. So there's quite a lot of change there. But as children, I don't know if you really go around thinking, is this public space, is this private space? But your parents might have an influence on how far they'll let you out of their sight as well. So that same kind of like thing when I was growing up in the 70s and 80s, it was come home for tea, you know. We didn't have mobile phones and it was like expected of us.
Yeah, and I remember my aunt and uncle kept a farm, and basically if we were there after breakfast, door was locked, out we went, and the door wouldn't be open to get back into the house until, I don't know, lunchtime. And, you know, there we are, climbing over straw bales, and goodness knows what else we were up to.
Exactly, and Julian, we want to capture those stories. And then where did you grow up?
I grew up a mix of Essex and Norfolk.
So in that rural environment, did you get into any things that your parents didn't ever get to find out about?
Here's an interesting one. Did I... I don't know. It was a few things, I guess. I'm just trying to think now. I don't think I did anything really bad other than, there's a friend, I was thinking about this the other day, actually, a friend, and this is in town, in Colchester rather than rural, a friend's dad kept a pub, and we would, and there was like a lower level where the empty bottles were kept. And of course, this is in the days where you could get fivepence back, in the days when fivepence was worth something. So we would often get a rope, try and lasso a bottle, tighten it, pull it up with the excitement of trying to avoid the dog barking to get noticed of what we were doing. Then we'd go around to the front of the pub and say, look, we found these bottles. Can we claim the fivepence? So that's possibly one of them.
Is that how you made your fortune, Julian?
I think so. Well, yeah, and there's no money to be made in journalism, that's for sure. tell me, you're going to be out and about, I think, in Cambridge over the next few weeks with a couple of events, I think, and you're also working with Cambridge Junction on this.
Yeah, so Cambridge Junction are a partner across all of the events and the project. And we will have a 20-foot shipping container, which is called Playbox, which will be coming to five different locations across Cambridge in our area that we're designated to play within, which emanates out from Warren Close, which is where the Section 106 money for the project came from. So our first starting point is Cambridge Junction Leisure Park. And we'll be there this Friday, Saturday and Sunday. Sorry, we'll be setting up on Friday. Saturday and Sunday, 11 till 4. And what comes out of that play box is a wide mix of fun, creative activities that we know work well to get people just to come and enjoy themselves playing. And whilst they're there, we'll be asking them about their memories, their ideas for future play. And obviously, what would you do if you were boss and you could make your own play laws? And we'll be then, I think, going from there to CB1 area, which will be the following weekend on Friday, Saturday and Sunday. We'll be near I don't know if you know where the Clayton Hotel is. There's a lovely green space just there, so we'll be there.
I know exactly where you mean.
I believe is Coleridge Rec. Is that right, Pippa? And that's, again, Friday, Saturday and Sunday, same timings. So even if you can't make the first week, then we will be a rolling shipping container that goes around town, so don't worry if you can't come this weekend.
And there's I know you're off to Parker's Piece as well, and then a mystery fifth location which people get to the side on.
Yeah, so that in itself is an exercise in sort of looking at what spaces are there. So when people start thinking, could it go here or could it go there, it does get people thinking about what are the spaces available to us other than the ones we've already picked out within this area. And it's actually quite a useful exercise, really, because a 20-foot shipping container people roughly can imagine as a space. But then it makes you think, actually, where are those places that we can play out? So we can't reveal yet where we'll be playing out. We've had a number of suggestions, some which were inside our zone, a couple which are inside our zone, but maybe logistically challenging. But we're working on securing that fifth location, and obviously we'll be revealing
I look forward to finding out. I'm almost just intrigued by the totally impractical suggestions that were suggested for this as much as the ones which worked. But
I mean, some people might like to block a road, which, you know, would not be the worst thing in the world. Street play is, I don't know if you've heard of the playing out movement, started in Bristol about 12 years ago, I think, and it's really about reclaiming our streets for play. And I think there already have been streets closed for play in Cambridge. And so I think there's some interest in that. So when we say impractical, nothing's impossible, but you do need to get people on side to be happy about street closures, for example.
Apart from overhanging trees and wires.
Yes, like a haulier. So if those who don't know how shipping containers are moved around, they're on a sort of articulated, what's called high-ab truck. And it has a crane, and it's very exciting, actually. It's like a big TARDIS of something coming to your neighbourhood. There's quite a theatre to it. But obviously, in order to do that, you need, like, solid terrain and not to get snarled up in people's telephone lines. Nobody likes that.
Yeah, and I'm just looking out. I was going to suggest you came and join us here. We've got a nice little open space between ourselves. We've got the cemetery next door to us, but there are a few too many wires actually coming from some of the buildings. But it's City Council owned, so I'm sure they could arrange it. Anyway, Pippa and Emma, thank you very much for telling us a little bit more about the play laws. You mentioned a website, so you've quickly remind us of that. You have a wonderful ending, .fun. So tell us that website address again so people can look up and find a bit more.
It's just www.cambridgeplaylaws.fun. And it's also got all of our social media handles on there across Facebook, Instagram and Twitter as well. Or you can use the hashtag Cambridge Play Laws.
That's great. Emma Bierman and Pippa Hale, thanks very much for joining us and talking at Cambridge Play Laws.
We'd love to see you, Julian. Come down to Clover.
I'll come on by. I'm the CB1, the Clayton Hotel one is possibly the one which is nearest to me, so that could be quite fun. Thanks very much.
Right, we look forward to seeing you there.
I might turn up. Be careful. Bye.
Cambridge 105 Radio.